guys, here's Sean again. I'm on I-4 East right now, but this exit 9, so I'm going to take this exit and it'll put me on I-75 southbound towards Naples. So I'm on I-275, or I'm on I-4, and I'm now getting off of Interstate 4. Interstate 4 is the interstate that goes to Disney World, Orlando. It's like exit 65 or something. I don't know, way up there. It takes 2 hours on the road to get there. I've made that ride several times. But I'm going south and towards Naples to exit 224. This is the cheap way. No tolls at all. I took one ride today. Picked up, it was four women from Caddies on Treasure Island, the club on Treasure Island. It's like right on the beach. People love that place, especially the younger crowd. What happened to that girl?
She's part of our group.
Right now it's 6:45 p.m. and it's Friday, July 28th, 2023. But the thing is, when you drive for Uber, you need to absolutely control all the costs that you possibly can. So, like, for example, like, I drive, and this is the car, a lot of people ask me, did I get a Toyota Prius to drive for Uber? And the answer to that question is no. Life, you should get a vehicle that takes the least amount of gas to go anyplace. And I looked that up in Google in 2016 when I got this car, and the Toyota Prius was the answer to that question. So that's what I, you know, I formulated an email and sent it all around. And I think I had like 130,000 or so before I started driving for Uber. I used to work at this place in Pinellas County off Gulf to Bay Road called Verifone. They were on the stock market, but I don't know what happened to them. Their stock symbol was BAY. Like pay, but I looked for that and I couldn't find it. I don't know what happened to them. And I really don't know. Investigated, I don't care enough about it. So I don't know what happened to Verifone, but I can't find them on the stock market, on the New York Stock Exchange.